Randall. Two volunteer firefighters have died battling wildfires ravaging Australia's most populous state, New South Wales. Here's Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons.
We continue to have more than 100 fires burning across New South Wales at the moment, and half of them are not contained. We've got the one fire still burning at emergency warning alert level and two others burning at the Watch and Act alert level. We'll continue to update those details throughout the day. A lot of work going on, a lot of consolidation work, backburning work, containment strategies being implemented today in an attempt to slow the advance of these fires tomorrow and to secure protection around as much property as we can in anticipation of expected fire spread tomorrow.
A 7-day state of emergency has been declared as some 2,000 firefighters battle the flames raging across New South Wales. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking forward to his day in court, the court in this case being the U.S. Senate. This after his impeachment in the House of Representatives. Mr. Trump is only the third American chief executive to suffer that fate. But it appears Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has her own ideas about how soon to send the case to the Senate. Here's AP Sagar Magani with a report.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress, meanwhile, is out on recess until after the first of the year. More news at voanews.com. From Democratic Party, U.S. presidential hopefuls engaged in the final debate of 2019 last night in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with a report.
The seven Democrats taking part in the PBS NewsHour Politico presidential debate in Los Angeles all agree with the impeachment of President Donald Trump, but the differences emerged as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren criticized a recent California fundraiser for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that.
The mayor replied he was the only one on the stage not worth $1 million or more.
If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Something will be missing from Christmas in Paris this year, Mass at Notre Dame Cathedral. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral will not be celebrating Christmas this year for the first time since the French Revolution more than two centuries ago. Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet an accidental fire on April 15 in peacetime finally stopped the cathedral from celebrating midnight mass this year as the lights stay dim in the once invisible 855-year-old landmark. Officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burnt-out Notre Dame's spirit alive in exile through service, song and prayer. There's a temporary home pending the restoration works at another of Paris's Gothic churches, just under a mile away. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The WHO says insecurity and lack of access in conflict-ridden Democratic Republic of Congo remain major obstacles to ending the Ebola outbreak there. Here's Lisa Schlein.
The World Health Organization says the deadly virus has been cleared from 25 of the region's health zones. It says an average of 4 to 10 new cases a week have been recorded in four zones in recent weeks. However, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Mike O'Ryan, says there's been a big increase recently in the number of cases in North Kivu's Mabalako zone. He says there is real concern that continued transmission of the virus in Mabalako could potentially reinfect Butembo, which would be a major setback to Ebola containment efforts.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Gene Randall, VOA News.